and stick your finger there, and then turn to Luke chapter 23, Psalms 22, and Luke chapter 23. Happy Father's Day to all you daddies. And I was joking around with Daddy this morning. And so he said something. I said, all right, I'll just call you out. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll call you out and let you stand up. So stand up, Daddy. That's my daddy. And first time I left home after coming home from the hospital, after being born, Mom and Daddy took me and set me on the front row of church. That don't mean I got saved. And I didn't get saved as young as a lot of you did. I don't have that testimony. But I thank God Mom and Daddy chose to take me to church. I tell Brother Herschel sometimes I call him my second daddy. And because he's the one walked across the street, knocked on Daddy's door, invited him to church, and Daddy made up an excuse. And Brother Herschel said, oh, well, he's got an excuse. He ain't going to never come, no. He, next time they was having service, he walked across the little road there and knocked on the door and said, won't you go to church with me? Every time you see him, won't you go to church? And he did it until Daddy ran out of excuses. And Daddy sat back there asking him. I've heard him tell it too many times. He just ran out of excuses and said, yeah, I believe I'll go with you. And then God got to dealing with him. And so the first time I ever came out of the house after I came home from the hospital, it was to a holiness church. And thank God for my heritage. Luke chapter 23, beginning in verse 39, very familiar scriptures. Luke chapter number 23, verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. That's the spirit of the devil right there. When Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted, what did the devil say? If thou be Son of God, if thou be Christ. And this malefactor says, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. In Psalms 22, David is singing a psalm, really, of the cross of Calvary. And I can understand that this is about Jesus and about how they were treating him and what he was going through to bring us salvation. But I want to take it a little bit different this morning, if you'll let me. And I want us to look at these men on the cross. And frankly, I want us to look at verse 40 in Luke 23, where it says, but the other. You got one that's got the spirit of the devil all over him, if thou be the Christ, mocking him, railing him. But the other realizes that he's in trouble. So I want us to put ourselves, as we read Psalm 22, I want us to put this in the context of the other one that was on the cross. Verse 2 in Psalm 22 says, oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. Any of you there? Seem like God just does not hear. And in the right season, and I'm not silent, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. Listen to what he says in verse 6. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake their head, saying, he trusted in the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. The other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. The people's mocking. The people are scorning. People are ridiculing this man. In the last moment or moments of his life, he turns to Jesus. Brother Tony gave that testimony just a few moments ago. 21 days. Oh, God. Amen. I want you to understand something. I do not advocate, and I'm not a proponent of deathbed repentance. It's a dangerous thing for us to wait until the last moments of our lives to repent. Amen. But I want to tell you something. When there is breath, there is hope. Oh, come on now. I said when there is breath, there is hope. Here we have two men, two criminals, who are being hanged for their deeds. They're suffering the most cruel punishment that could be given out in judgment, the death by the cross. They're on Golgotha's hill. We always talk about Jesus being on Golgotha's hill, but here are two that are being punished for their crime. I'm telling you, a merciful punishment would have been to be beheaded. It would have been quick. It would have been easy, but their sins, their crimes were so vile and so wicked that the judge says, hey, we don't want to give you any easy death. We want you to suffer. We want you to be mocked. We want the people to look upon you and say what a vile person you were, and to watch you suffer as you pay for your sins. So here they hang on the cross. Amen. Stretched out before all the people to see. And the people are laughing at them. The people are making fun of them. The people are rejoicing over their deaths. Oh, we've got people here today that you feel like people are rejoicing because of your downfall. And because of your sin. And because of what you're going through. Amen. You feel like you're mocked. You feel like you're ridiculed. I want to tell you something. Just like the song has already been sang this morning. Amen. There is still hope. David says, I am a worm. I'm not even a man. I'm despised by all the people. I'm not worthy of grace. I'm not worthy of hope. I'm not worthy of salvation. I'm not worthy of the mercy of God. Oh, but here I am calling out to you. There's some sitting in here tonight, Brother Byron Gay, this morning. Amen. That thought as the Spirit of God was moving. I wish I could feel it like I once used to could. I wish I could feel the Holy Ghost. I wish I could rejoice. But I've went too far. I've came too late. I've done too much. But let me tell you, there is hope. They would take these spikes, these nails. I've heard different people say different things, and amen, but from my understanding, they would drive these spikes through the wrist, amen, through the ankles, so that there would be enough of something solid there to actually hold them on the cross. Oh, could you imagine the pain, amen, that this other criminal. Amen. I reckon I won't preach on the other, but the other. Amen. Could you imagine, amen, the pain that the other man was in as he hanged there on the cross, amen, with the nails through his ankle, through his wrist, amen, on that old wood, amen, no doubt probably stripped and beaten just like we read about Jesus was, amen. Oh, what agony he was in. Oh, what pain he was in. But he realized one thing. I am hanging here because I'm in the shape that I'm in because, amen, of what I have done. I am in, amen, this place of shame, the place of the skull. I am dying because, amen, I chose, amen, to commit these vile acts. Amen, I am here justly, he says. I deserve everything I'm getting. Amen, but I want to tell you something. Even as I'm drawing my last breath, I'm not going to give up hope for a miracle. I'm not going to give up hope, amen, that there's something or someone who can deliver me, amen, from the shame and degradation that I have brought upon myself. Amen. I want to tell you something this morning. Amen. You may feel like, amen, that there's no hope and that you're dying. But if I could get you just to get one more gulp of breath, amen, and say there may be just a little more hope. There may be another opportunity, and turn your life back to God. He will save you. He'll deliver you this morning. Oh God. Oh God. They tell me I'm not a scholar. I don't know all there is to know about the cross. You may be studying it out. Amen. It may be different what I'm about to tell it. Amen. But just correct me after church and I'll know next time. But they tell me, amen, that those men would hold themselves up, amen, by the power of their arms until their arms gave out. The pressure on those bones in the wrist, amen, would hold them until they just had no more strength to hold themselves up. And they would begin to sag on that cross under their own body weight until the weight of their body would pull so on their lungs and on their diaphragm, amen, that they would begin to not be able to get air. Amen. The death of the cross was not one. Amen. They didn't die because of the nails. They didn't die because of the beatings. But they suffocated hanging on that cross as the weight of their body pulled down and literally crushed their insides. Amen. So what they would do, Brother Jim, after their arms gave out. Amen. You know, you just get really, unless you're in a really fix, you can't really, amen, suffocate yourself. Extreme conditions you may could, amen, but if everything's going like it should, you can't hold your breath long enough to die, amen, because once you pass out, in most 99.9% of the cases, your body's reflexes will take over and immediately will gasp for air for you without your conscious knowledge. Most of the time that holds true, amen. So what would happen as they would begin to suffocate, amen, their bodies would take over, and they would push up on their ankles, amen, all the agony of pushing up, what it caused them to push up, amen, on that nail that was holding them there on that cross, but they would push up, amen, until they could get some relief for their lungs, and get another breath, and they would hold themselves as long as they could, and as they begin to sag again, as they begin to die again, amen, they would push up one more time, and get some more breath. I want to tell you, that's why they broke the legs of the ones on the cross. Amen. When they got tired of making fun of them, when they got tired of making sport of them, they would call the soldiers to break their legs so that they could no longer push up and get the breath that they needed to sustain life. I want to tell you something. Can you imagine what it cost the other man, amen, to push up for that last breath? Amen. When he uttered those words, Lord, remember me. Amen. What did it cost him to push up on that spike in his ankle bones? What pain and what agony it cost him. And yet, it was well worth it when Jesus turned and said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. What was he saying? You messed up. You're about to die, but I forgive you. You've been thinking even before youth camp what it's going to cost you to push up off of your sins one more time. You've been thinking, what is it going to cost me? Amen. How much pain is it going to cost me? Amen. How much shame might it cost me? Amen. If I go to that altar, if I push off one more time. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. No amount of pain you'll suffer. Amen. No amount of pain can compare to the grace that's in this place this morning. Well, that's a weak amen, saints of God. I said no amount of pain, no amount of prayer, no amount of tears, no amount of agonizing on this altar. Amen. No, oh, the cost is not too great. Amen. No, it cannot be compared to the grace that you'll find this morning. Amen. If you just allow, amen, faith to reach out one more time. Hey, Brother Tommy, you had no idea last night what I was going to preach this morning. Can I share what you told me? Amen. At this altar, a vision that he had when it felt like he was about to go down. Amen. Felt like he was about to go under. He climbed all he could climb. He'd been up that hill all he could go up it. In his vision, he was had some nails, some stakes, some spikes driving. And he was pulling up on them. And he was almost maybe to the top, but he couldn't go any further, Brother Trace Moe. Amen. But in this vision, seemed like he said, the Lord spoke to him, said, look up. Amen. Look up. And all hope was gone. Lord, I can't go any further. I can't fight it any longer. I'm at the rope's end. Amen. But the Lord said, look up. And as he looked up, oh, glory to God. You didn't know, Brother Tommy. Oh, you didn't know. But when he looked up, amen, he saw one rusty spike right above his head. And the Lord said, if you grab hold of that one, you can pull yourself on up. I wish somebody grabbed their spikes of sin and say, I'm not going to let this keep me on the cross, but I'm going to push up until I get to Jesus. The devil says there is no hope. I talked to Brother Jim yesterday. Amen. There's a reason he lifted that picture up over my head last night. I told him I was under it. But you know what? Brother Jim said for about 3 weeks, he's been under it. Come on now. Some of these other brothers have talked to me and they said, I know what you're going through. I've been going through the same fight. I've been going through. What is it? The devil would like nothing better than to take every one of us out of here. Come on now. The devil would like nothing better, amen, than to grab every one of us on his preachers being Culpepper. Amen. And just snatch us right out the church. Amen. He didn't want you to come to church this morning, Brother Ben. Amen. Because he knew if you got to church, and if the Holy Ghost did fall, you may come across that front, and you may feel the refreshing Spirit of God again. Amen. Run through your soul. Amen, Brother Johnny Woods. The devil said, just give up. You're fighting a losing battle, son, over at that little church. Amen. But when we feel the power and the presence of God again, amen, what's God saying? Brother Tommy Stewart, look up. Look up. You may think you've climbed as long as you can go and as high as you can go, but look up. I've put a spike up there. It may look rusty. It may look old, but it'll hold you. You can pull on up. You can get out of what you're in if you pull up. I'm preaching to myself much as I'm preaching to you. Oh, I'm starting to feel good now, Brother Tony Walker. It is well. It is well. Hey, I said it is well. Amen. You may have failed. You may have stumbled. You may have sinned. And the wages of sin is death. I want to tell you something. Amen. All that's holding you in your pew this morning is a nail of sin. Amen. It's just sin that's got you held back. Amen. Or is it? Well, I'll go ahead and say it. I'll go ahead and say it. If we were fully trusting in God, well, so you can say amen. If I was fully trusting in God like I'm supposed to be, I wouldn't get down like I'm down. So, I mean, I'm supposed to just put it all in His hands and let it go. That's what the Word says, isn't it? That would be the right thing to do. That would be the good thing to do, right? He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Hello! I'll make you feel better. Okay, I'll make you feel better. It's just your nail of a mistake. That sounds better than sin, don't it? It's holding you to the cross. Come on now, I got more amens when I said sin than I did mistake. I figured it'd be the other way around. Huh? Because you know what it is. I know what it is. Huh? You might as well say amen or oh me. Amen. Oh, the only thing that's holding you there, you're carrying a cross, but it's not the cross that Christ gave you. It's a cross of defeat. It's a cross of worry. It's a cross of doubt. It's a cross of fear. And it may even be a cross of sin where you failed God. Amen. It may be. Amen. But it's holding you down. It's keeping you from the altars. Some of you wanted to break free a while ago when the Spirit was moving. Brother Tony, somehow I knew that they weren't because I knew what God had laid on my heart. Amen. Oh, it held you down. It held you back. Knowing you're in desperate need of deliverance. Knowing, hey, what you need to do. Amen. The devil's about suffocated you. You can't hardly breathe. You're about to die. What you need to do is push up one more time on that nail that's holding you down. Enough to get another breath. To say, Lord, have mercy on me. One's on one side. He's making fun of deliverance. One's hanging there saying, hey, if I'm going out, I might as well go out with a bang. One's saying, well, if I'm going to die lost, I'm going to go ahead and blaspheme. I'm going to go, come on now. I'm going to just see how bad I can be. But the other somehow got a little nudge, a little ray of hope, a little nudge, amen, of, hey, wait a minute. If this man is who they say he is, if he did raise the dead, if he did open blinded eyes, if he did make the dumb to speak, if he did make the lame to walk. Amen. He did tell that one, thy sins be forgiven thee. They got mad at him. But that's what he said. If he does have that power, Brother Archie. Amen. What's it going to hurt me? I'm dying anyway. I'm going to hell anyway. Amen. What's it going to hurt to take the chance? What's a little more moment of pain? Amen. To get my breath. To just try and see if he will forgive me. Oh, what would it hurt to go to the altar on a Sunday morning, Father's Day? Amen. And just see. I know I've asked him to forgive me. I know I've asked him to help me time and time again. And looks like for 21 days, nothing has came my way. But oh, what would it hurt? What would it hurt? What would it hurt? Amen. What would it hurt? I'll keep holding it here if you get it working. What would it hurt? To try. What would it hurt to give it one more chance? What would it hurt to give one more opportunity? What would it hurt to give God one more chance to pull you out of what you in? What would it hurt me, amen, on a Saturday night for the MC, amen, to climb in the altar, amen, and cry his heart out again? What would it hurt, amen, for me to do it again today and tomorrow night and Tuesday night? What would it hurt, amen, if it'll find mercy, if it'll find God's grace, if it'll find the help? Amen. You know, amen, I'm a worm. I'm not even a man, David said. I don't deserve God's grace. Who does? You're right. You don't deserve it. You don't. Neither does Donnell Sellers. Neither does Neil Bridges. Neither does Tony Walker or Trey Smoke or any of these other brethren or sisters in here that we hold in such high esteem. None of us. None of us. I guarantee you, if I was to ask any of them that I just named, have you ever failed? Have you ever sinned since you've been? I mean, your attitude's got rank. Come on now. You said something the wrong way. You mistreated your wife, your children. Amen. Something. Amen. You had to go back to the altar and ask God to forgive you again. Amen. You didn't deserve to be forgiven again. Amen. But Him in His infinite grace. Amen. Him, morning by morning, His mercies are renewed. I'll tell you something. It wasn't because of anything you've done or I've done, but it was because of His mercy and because of His grace that I didn't deserve that I stand here today. Amen. Oh, can you... I've tried it time and time again, and I've always failed. Amen. But oh, this might be the time, amen, that God says this day, this day, this day, would you be the other one? I'm not really looking this morning, Brother Jim, for that criminal that's going to blaspheme, that's going to mock and rail on Christ. This morning, I'm on a hunt for the other one. I said this morning, I'm on a hunt for the other man. I'm on a hunt for the other one. He's here. He's here in more than one place. There's several others in here. That if you may be down to your last breath, you may have came here this morning saying, if I don't feel God this morning, I'm giving up. If I don't feel God's presence this morning, I'm quitting. Amen. I fought it as long as I can fight it. I fought it as long as I could fight it. I've wrestled as long as I can wrestle. My strength is gone. The devil maybe even broke your legs. Amen. I said, there's no hope. I want to tell you this morning, you're in the presence of one that says, hey, if you'll just gasp one more time, if you'll try one more time, I'll take you to paradise with me. I'll give you the deliverance you need. If you'll gasp, if you'll just do it one more time, I'll give you the grace you need. You don't understand, but if I go that old this morning, everybody's going to talk about me, mock me, and laugh at me. David said, I'm a worm. I'm not even a man. I know he's talking about Christ, but we turned it around. We turned it around this morning. He said, I'm not worthy. I don't deserve it. Amen. And I really don't want folks to make fun of me. Let me tell you something this morning. And I expect to get some amens off of this. But if somebody mocks you and laughs at you and makes fun of you and says anything about you and go around, I wonder what they did. I wonder how they failed. I wonder what sin they committed. If they do that this morning, then they need to be in the altar as worse than you do. Let me tell you something. Brother Neil, would you come up here just a minute? We all hold this man in high regards and high esteem. Just sit down on the altar right here, Brother Neil. We hold him at a high place, at least I do. And if you don't, you ought to. Amen. He's traveled all over this country and all over other countries, preaching the word of God, reaching for souls. And how many times has he preached and touched us? How many times has he preached and his tears up here in this pulpit? How many times has he preached and those tears touched my heart? Amen. Even before I got saved, I could feel his love and his concern. I want to tell you something. I haven't seen Brother Neil in a good long while now. And maybe since here, the last time I seen him and today, maybe. I'm not saying that maybe as in a hopefully type thing. Maybe not. But maybe. Amen. There's something came up, and maybe Brother Neil has slipped a little bit, and maybe he's allowed a little compromise or a little sin to come, and for some reason this morning he's at the Broxton youth camp, amen, saying, you know, I don't feel the anointing like I used to, and I know why, amen, but if I come up to that altar, amen, those people at Broxton are not going to have confidence in me anymore. I'll tell you something, amen, Brother Neil, I hold you in high regards, amen, but if you kneel down, amen, because of something that's happened in your life, and begin to ask God to forgive you, I'm not going to throw any rocks at you. I'm not going to. You mean too much to me. Oh God, let me pray with you and say, Lord, help him, put him back where he wants to be, restore him. I believe that if you do that this morning, there's a big bunch of folks in here that would gather around you and pray the same. One of the fallacies of folks that has their own agenda and their own self-righteousness that said in the Holiness Church, amen, Sister Bertha better than you, and Brother Ray righteous, and all those. One of the problems that's hurting our backsliders and even our lost is when one does come to the altar, they stomp them on down and say, you know, you ought not to do that. Amen, Neil Bridges. You ought to have known better after all these years of preaching against it, and yet you did it anyway. He's a man just like we are. He's a, oh, yeah, come on now. He's got his weak times just like you do. Amen, who am I? Amen, to stomp him down in the dirt and say it's over with for your kind. Hey, I tell you, Brother Neil, just get you another pull up. Push up one more time. Get another breath and ask God one more time. Amen, to remember you. You can say what you want to about old Brother Samson. Oh, he failed, didn't he? I mean, he failed bad. Kick him out. Don't have anything to do with him anymore. Samson was down there at that meal doing the work of a donkey. He began to pray. Ananias, the Lord appears to him and says, don't you go down there. Inquire of Saul. Don't you lay hands on him. But God, he's the one that persecutes the church. He's the one that held the garments and considered unto Stephen's death. He's a murderer. He's a vile. He set himself. He's the chief among sinners. Amen. But that don't make any difference. And I, behold, he prayeth. Oh, what if the church had not have accepted Paul? Amen, or Saul. What if they had not accepted him? Amen. How many books of the Bible would you not have been privileged to read? Amen. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Even when he and John Mark had the falling out. Amen. Come on now. But then later on, he said, hey, send John Mark to me. And I know we had a falling out, but I believe he's doing back like he ought to do. Send him to me. I have need of him. Matthew, Mark, hello. Amen. What if Saul had a kicked, Paul had a kicked him down? Amen. We'd have missed the second gospel. Amen. Of the gospels. Come on now. I'm telling you too many times. Amen. We've put people down when all they need is somebody to say, hey, get another breath. Get back right with God. Get it under the blood. And let's go to paradise. Thank you, brother Neil. You can go or stay here. I don't think any of you probably would dare beat this man down if he come up here and said, something ain't quite right with me, church. I'm fighting alone, and something ain't quite right. I need y'all to pray. I'm leaving mass. The saints of God in this church would come, amen, and gather around you. What?
I would hope so.
How many of you, good, die hard on the rock, saints of God, would hope that the church would gather around you and pray for you and forgive you? Raise your hand up high. How many of you would want, look at it. Look at it then. Amen. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Hello. Amen. There's folks in here that's down. They've been brought low by the devil. Amen. They're hanging on a cross and they're about to die. If we don't get them some help, if we don't give them some encouragement, if we don't get them in the altars and gather around them and pray them through, they're going to be gone. I believe, friends, that there's enough people in here that would gather around these altars and pray for you and pray with you and not ridicule you and not beat you down. I believe you get some help this morning. But before that'll happen, you've got to decide and make a choice. Am I the one that's going to reject him, or am I the other? Stand all over this house, Brother Terry. Matter of fact, Brother Tony, Sister Annie, why don't y'all come back with that song? That song fits so well with this message this morning. See us, come on back. Y'all come back and get that song ready again. Oh, hey, what'll happen, Brother Kyle? What'll happen? Amen. If I go to the altar this morning, I'll tell you what'll happen. Everything will be all right. I said everything will be all right if you go this morning. But you got to make a choice. You got to make a choice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Jim, get him. Brother Donnell, somebody get him. Amen. You got to make a choice this morning. Are you going to be the one that rejects God yet again? Or are you going to take hold? I mean, we're living in the last days. If you have many more opportunities after this, it can't be many. Because Jesus is soon returning. He's going to come back for a church that's ready. Amen. Amen. So if you don't make good of this opportunity, how many more chances do you have? I dare say not many. I dare say this could be the last one. Jesus is coming. Amen. Some of you have been playing around. Some of you young people have been playing around with God, with holiness. Amen. And it's got you down. And though you may put on a good show, though you may put on a good pretense, I'll tell you something, you ain't where you need to be with God. And this morning he's saying, hey, you're held down by your sin. You're held down by your disappointments. You're held down, amen, by, amen, the things of this world. And let me tell you something, there's an opportunity this morning for you to push up one more time.
You may feel, I can't, Brother Kyle. You don't know how many times I prayed by my bed. You don't know how many times I prayed on the job. No, I don't. Amen. But I know that Jesus is calling this morning, saying, I'm right here beside you. Amen. But what I need you to do is catch your breath one more time and say, Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. Lord, have mercy on me. And if you'll do it, I promise you, everything will be all right.
God, as they go ahead and start singing, it don't matter what the world says. I like that verse. Because the world says, Gene Culpepper, you can't make it. Woo! Woo! The world says, Byron Gay, that you ain't gonna make it. Amen. Timmy Hunter, the world says, ain't no way you'll make it, boy. You got too much against you. Amen. Oh, Nathan Padgett, you can't make it, son. Amen. The devil says, I got you down. I got you bound. The world says, amen, Sister Lacey, you can't make it as a young person. Hey! Hey! As a young person, I've got you where I want you. And you can't make it. You're never going to shake loose. But all Jesus is saying is, I'm right here beside you. I'm right here beside you. Saying, if you'll push up just one more time, if you'll get your air one more time and cry out to me one more time, I will save you. I will deliver you. I'll do the work. I'll restore. What about it? Do I have any others in the house? These altars are open. Do I have any others in the house? Oh, church, pray. Church, pray. Oh, what about it? Do I have any others that'll say, hey, I mean, it's my last breath anyway. Who cares what somebody says about me? Who cares what anybody says about me? Who cares how much I hurt? Oh, I've got to get some breath. I've got to cry out to him one more time. What about it? Come on. I tried it before, Brother Cotton. It didn't work. Come on. Come on. That's right. Come on. God bless these young ones as they're coming. There's some older ones back here. There's some older ones back here. You said, I've tried it too many times, and it's never worked. Will you be the other? Will you try one more time? Will you come? Will you come? Come on, there's hope. Everything's going to be all right. If you're given the chance, everything will be all right. Oh, it'll work out. If you'll come, I promise you, it'll work out if you'll come. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, young people. Come on, older people. Come on. Get the help you need. Oh, it may be now or never. It may be today or never. Come on, come on. I believe I'll try it one more time. I believe I'll push up again. I want my life to be okay. I want everything to be all right.
Fix your eyes on the light of the sun and don't look back.
All right, older folks. Saints of God, these folks are depending on you. You said what you want them to do. They're depending on you. Come on. Get in these altars behind them. Get in these altars behind them.